Many families across Indiana lack access to childcare. Several bills were introduced this legislative session that aim to make childcare more affordable and widespread. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yehia Reyes reports all seven bills failed to advance in the State House despite broad support from employer and welfare groups, as well as lawmakers of both parties.
One bill, for example, proposed a tax credit for employers providing child care to their workers. Muriel McFarland testified in support, telling lawmakers her employer, a machine shop, paid to set up and cover almost two-thirds of the weekly cost for employee child care.
Our objective with child care is retention of the workforce we have, recruitment, and to help our families become financially successful.
That bill and the other six that aim to increase access to affordable child care never made it out of committee. Democratic Senator Fadi Kodora was a co-author on the tax credit bill and several others.
My number one objective is to extend those opportunities to as many children in our state so that we can help them reach their full potential and then set them on a path of success.
Kodora says while his child care bills are dead, he plans to introduce amendments to the state budget that would achieve similar goals. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yehia Reyes.